Welcome to the Search Storage UK FAQ podcast on storage encryption. My name's Anthony Adsed, Bureau Chief with Search Storage UK. Today's speaker is Mathieu Gorge, CEO with Digitrust. There are two questions in today's podcast. The first question is, which compliance needs dictate encryption for enterprise storage? Over to you, Mathieu.
Thanks very much. Well, first of all, in the UK, we need to consider the Data Protection Act and the FSA. Essentially, the Data Protection Act is saying that information needs to be kept safe and secure, which is part of the eight principles of the Act. So what do they mean by that? It basically means that if your organization is storing encryption, is storing information belonging to customers, it needs to do it in a safe and secure way, such that the integrity of the data is and the availability of data is limited to authorized people. On the other hand, you've got regulations like the FSA, which mandates that information needs to be recorded, such as any type of call that might be made by a consumer into your organization. So if you use a call recording system, which is linked to your storage area network or any type of storage function that you have on your network, then you need to make sure that such data is actually kept. On the other hand, you have industry regulations like PCI-DSS, the Payment Card Industry Data Security Standard, that says that if you are keeping information pertaining to credit card data, then it needs to be rendered unreadable as per requirement 3.4. And that's where things start getting very interesting for an enterprise manager in your organization, because the FSA might be in conflict with the requirements of PCI-DSS. So on the one hand, you're asked to keep the information pertaining to calls, which means that you have to store it. On the other hand, on those calls, you may have credit card data, which needs to be rendered unreadable. So in practice, what an organization needs to do is to have a data classification strategy that will set out which data to archive and which data to store, and which will take into account the legal requirements, the internal usage, but also will be based on the CIA concept, so confidentiality, integrity, and availability. And really, the availability of data is making sure that the stored data is available to the right people at the right time. The integrity is then achieved by looking at security solutions such as encryption for storage.
Thanks, Mathieu. The next question is, what type of encryption can be used for enterprise storage, and how can organizations successfully manage encryption keys? Over to you again.
Thanks. I believe that most key vendors in storage will offer some level of encryption for the data that's being stored on their systems. Mostly nowadays, encryption is based on triple DES or AES. The technology will move on and will evolve, and that's one of the things that organizations need to keep in mind. The keys that are being used to encrypt the data are being changed on an ongoing basis. So there's an element of key rotation. And you need to make sure that you've got a key management strategy that allows you to access the data in the long term. So it's very important that IT, security, and legal people work together in order to define, first of all, which data your enterprise needs to store, where it needs to be stored, and the level of encryption that's going to be used. And then moving on from that, looking into maybe 5 years, 10 years down the road, how will you actually access that information? Because your keys will have changed. So you need to ensure that you plan for any type of e-discovery request that might be thrown at you, such that you'll be able to decrypt the data and not just show that you have it. You may legally be required to access the data and decrypt the data to answer any type of legal request. So the key management is really important. For instance, you also need to bear in mind that if you work in several countries, you may have different legal requirements to keep data. So for instance, in France now, they're talking about having to keep the data for up to 99 years. We don't know now what the technology is going to look like in 99 years' time, but one thing we do know is that it will have moved on from triple DES and AES. So you need to ensure that you'll be able to access the data at any given time. And then comes the idea of managing your storage environment. That storage environment needs to evolve with the legal requirements for data recovery. So it's very important to make sure that if you use, for instance, a trusted third party, and there are vendors out there that can manage those keys for you and manage the overall storage function of the enterprise for you, that you build into the contract a clause that forces them to manage the keys in a way that will allow you to comply with legal requirements moving forward.
Thanks, Mathieu. That's the end of the podcast.